Welcome to Hinduism Q&A. Today's question is, what is bhakti, or what is devotion to God? Devotion to God is mental attachment to God. Although devotion or bhakti can be done physically as well, but since bhakti means love for God or faith for God, true devotion is only done with the mind. Physical devotion is a helper. It can help us attach our mind more to God or remember God for longer periods of time, but it's not the integral form of devotion. The true devotion is how much is our mind joined with God. Another way to understand it is by thinking of desire. Desire for God is bhakti. Desire is always there in our mind, because we desire happiness. So to whatever extent we believe that there is happiness in this world, to that extent we will have bhakti for the world. We will have faith in the world and we will attach our mind in the world. The desire for happiness is not going to go away, but we can divert it towards God. If we think that Shri Krishna is the true divine form of happiness, then we will start desiring Him. So to the extent that happens, to the same extent we have bhakti. To the same extent our mind will become attached to Him, because we'll be thinking of Him more and more. He's mine. I will get happiness from Him. Surrender of the mind is another way of describing bhakti. Whoever you believe is truly yours, you're emotionally dependent to that person. So having that kind of emotional attachment to God is bhakti. Believing that you are related to Him and He is yours, that feeling is bhakti. So we can measure our own amount of bhakti by truly, honestly asking ourselves, to what extent do I believe Shri Krishna is mine? To what extent do I believe if I called Him, He would come? What is the intensity of my longing to meet Him? Then we can understand how much bhakti we have. And if we want to increase our devotion, then we have to increase our longing for Him. Katham vina roma harsham dravata va cetasa vina vina ananda shrukalaya shuddhed bhaktya vina shaya. In the Bhagavatam, Shri Krishna Himself says, if your heart does not melt while thinking of Me, then there's no true bhakti. If your body doesn't feel a thrill and excitement when you think of Me, then where is bhakti? If you don't get tears coming from your eyes in longing to meet Me, then your heart cannot be purified. That physical devotion, the formalities of devotion, cannot purify your heart. Only the true tears of longing to meet Shri Krishna, where your heart melts when you think of Him, that is true bhakti, and that is the path to God. Jai Shri Radhe.